Hey girl, welcome to the Empower Her podcast, where we are all about taking purpose-driven action toward building lives we really freaking love. My name's Keisha, and I'm an entrepreneur obsessed with giving you actual tools to help take you from where you are now to where you want to go in your life, career, and relationships. And this podcast, it's all about real talk and having some fun as we share incredible stories, tips, and tricks to help us get out of our own way and unapologetically make some moves. So girlfriend, let's do the damn thing. Girl, I am so excited that you're here for today's episode. I'm always so pumped that we get to connect through this platform. Like, how cool is it? I'm sitting here in Austin, Texas, where we live, and you are somewhere in the world doing whatever it is that you're doing, and we get to chat like we're girlfriends. And today we're having a really tactical conversation. We're going to talk about things that you can actually implement in your life to get yourself to that next level, whether that's in your career, your business, your relationships, your health goals. This is going to be so juicy. I'm so pumped about this topic. But first, I want to make sure that you know, if you are a podcaster, like already you've got a podcast, we have our intro course that helps you launch a podcast, but we also have this really awesome 10-week mastermind that's for existing podcasters that want to grow, scale, and monetize their podcasts. So if that's you, buckle up, because at the time that I'm recording this, we're about to open up our next round of our mastermind. It's a super intimate group of female podcasters. We only take 30 women. You kick off the program with a one-on-one call with me where we give you like a lot of direction for your podcast and figure out the specific areas. We do like a podcast audit, help you figure out where you want to go. And then there are a ton of small group meetups and little breakout sessions for you to be part of this mastermind and collaborate with other women. You get to hear from guest speakers, and we've got lots of tactical things that really you implement that will take you to the next level. So if you're interested in hearing more details, again, because we only take 30 women, I want to know proactively if you're like, Keish, I definitely want into this so that we can chat more about it before we actually open. So text the word mastermind to 512-548-2728. Again, text mastermind to 512-548-2728. It's the same number if you're on my pump up text list, like you get my free text, then just text that word mastermind there. So we can chat more about your podcast and the direction that you want to go with your business. This is one of my favorite programs that we're doing with Shego's company. So I definitely want to chat with you about this if this is your jam. Now, that being said, let's talk about some tactical ways to get yourself to the next level, whatever that next level is for you in your career, your business, your relationships, your health, whatever it is, we're jumping right in. So I like to think of like five core ideas when I'm trying to level up to the next level that I can kind of use as essentially a checklist and kind of touch base on each of these. So the first one is, if I know I'm trying to level up, I have to first, before anything, take inventory of the current language that I'm using about myself and about my ability to reach my goals. And we talked a little bit about this in episode number 302, which is Monday's pep talk, about that like uncomfortable feeling that comes up when you're in a current space between, you know, where you are now and where you want to go. You're not there yet. And it just feels really uncomfortable. We talked about that, and that episode will light a little fire into your booty. But really, I want to tactically talk about the fact that the language that we use and the stories that we tell ourselves in our head about who we are and what we're capable of are so damn powerful. Because think about it, like, how different does it physically feel in your body when you say out loud or think in your head, you know, I'm thinking about doing XYZ. I'm trying to work on whatever that is. How differently that feels compared to if you were to say or think the statement, I'm doing this. Yeah, I'm not where I want to be yet, but I'm on my way. It physically feels different in your body. And because we teach people how to treat us by how we treat ourselves and the thoughts that we say about ourselves, it changes the environment around us when we think better thoughts. When we simply just call our shot and use language that's supportive and conducive to our growth and the direction that we want to go, the person that we want to become, people act differently towards us. So when you're wanting to level up in your life, what works so well for me is to really check in on those I am statements. Because if you're saying things like they're conditional statements, as in like statements about your personality, for example, I am shy, or I'm not a morning person, or I'm not someone comfortable stepping outside my comfort zone, or even these like I am statements about your ability, statements like I suck at this, I'm bad at XYZ, I'll never be good at fill in the blank. When you say that, you're holding yourself back. Like, what are you talking about? Who told you that you can't do those things? It's like sometimes we need to stop in and like really check in on ourselves, right? And like those statements that we're saying, because we're making them conditional, as if you can never change them or you can never get better. That's not working for you, is it? Like your thoughts, including those I am or I am not statements, make up who you believe that you are. They drive your behaviors. They drive the narratives that you're telling yourself. And then they drive whether or not you're going to take action. You can change. You can get better. But you've got to start with taking inventory on the thoughts that you're thinking about what you're capable of and who you actually are. And once we've taken inventory, then we can move to number two. And I think it is so important that you know how you as an individual make decisions and how you can get yourself to take action, because we are all so unique, right? Just because you're best friend and you have a similar vision doesn't mean that how you actually get there is going to be the same, right? Like maybe you are like me. I make decisions off of a gut feeling, like a visceral in my body reaction. Like if you're someone who like me, like makes a decision like that, you say that you've got this gut feeling. Like you can physically feel like an uncomfortable feeling that's telling you that it's time to make a change. And sometimes if you're scared, you might push down that gut feeling, but eventually it keeps coming back. You know what I mean if this is you, right? But something to look into from a tactical perspective, if you're trying to figure out how you're motivated to take action, check out the Enneagram test. If you're not familiar, I'm obsessed with the Enneagram. It's a personality test that gives you a number 1 through 9. I've talked about it a lot on this podcast. I talk a lot about it on social, but if you don't know what it is, go Google it. Or you can also check in on Human Design, which to be honest is, you know, a personality test based off of when you were born. And at first I thought it was a little bit too woo-woo for me, if I'm honest. But when I learned more about it and I was more open-minded to gain more tools, to get more self-awareness, it was unbelievably accurate, right? And I figured out what drives me and it was so freaking interesting. So check out some of these self-awareness tools, right? But really beyond just the personality tests, it's asking yourself the question, when I need to take action, what helps me take action? Do you need to journal? Do you need to verbally process and like talk your ideas out with someone? Do you actually need to create more space and time to sit and contemplate and think? We're all so different and how we make decisions is so different. But you've got to be really just tapping into whatever type of environment that you need to make those decisions so you can start taking action. So really think about how do you feel most confident in making decisions? For me, like I mentioned, I go off of a gut feeling, like very visceral, which means I have to expose myself to a ton of ideas, like hear them from other people, consume content, like just think for a second. And then my own intuition tells me what's right, right? And I really am getting good at listening to my own intuition, which means sometimes I'm, you know, making a lot of pivots along the way. If you've been following my entrepreneurial journey, you know that, right? But maybe for you, you need that space to think and contemplate before you take action. There's no right or wrong way. It's just whatever you need for yourself to take action. But I will just say, if you are someone who sits for a while, which a lot of you that I talk to, you know, in our free podcast community, on our text list, you know, in Instagram, like I talked to you about this and a lot of you like sit on things for a while. That's totally fine if you need that time to process, but please give yourself a deadline, because sitting around in this like analysis paralysis for forever is going to kill your excitement and then potentially have you living with a shoulda, woulda, coulda, because you'll never actually take action because you're waiting around to feel ready, right? And remember, for most things in life, especially when you know it's time for you to level up in a particular area in your life, whatever that means to you, you're not going to know if it was the right decision, if you like that thing or whatever you're capable of, until you actually go, right? Like clarity comes from action, and then action brings momentum and all of the fulfillment and joy that we're craving. Girl, I hope you are vibing with today's very tactical episode. I wanted to pop in here real quick and just thank our sponsor of the show, which is Organifi. If you are new to the podcast, you might not know, but I brought Organifi on as the very first sponsor of this podcast because my fiance, Sienna, and I use all of their products. We're obsessed with them. And they were like, you can hook up your listeners with a 20% off discount code. So let me just tell you, we love their protein, their green juice, their immunity, their teas. I talk about them all the time. Everything in their product line is organic, made with clean ingredients. But I also want to make sure that you know, as we're moving into fall vibes, about Harmony, which is a product they designed for women to help reduce bloating, especially at that time of the month. Let's go. Moodiness, acne, boost your energy, and help balance your hormones. Like I said, it's called Harmony. It's a powder. You actually scoop it into hot water. You can mix in, you know, a little like warm almond milk or oat milk. It tastes like an amazing hot chocolate, like cacao hot chocolate. It's perfect for a morning hot drink, or if you just want something like yummy and relaxing before bed, or if you're having one of those days where you really want chocolate and you're trying to pep talk yourself out of not eating like a ton of cookies or ice cream and you're working on your bod goals like me, you know what I mean. You sometimes just want the chocolate, and Organifi is a great substitute for that nighttime craving. So if you want to check out their products, Harmony, their protein, their green juice, immunity, these are all things I love. Like I said, you get 20% off as a listener of the show. So you can head to Organifi.com. That's Organifi.com/Kaysha, K-A-C-I-A. Use code Kaysha for 20% off any item in their store. If you ever have questions about their products, like I said, my fiance Sina and I use honestly like so many of their products. So slide into my DMs, ask me any questions. I'm here to support you. Now, that being said, let's dive back into the juice. So after number one, right? Like, I'm going to kind of recap because we got five things. We're covering a lot today. So after number one, that like idea of taking inventory on the language that we're using, the I am statements or the I am not statements, making sure that they serve us. Then we move to number two, where we gain more self-awareness of how we actually take action and what resources we need to support us to doing that, whether that's time or verbally processing, whatever it is. Then we can move to number three, which is my personal favorite. And honestly, I think my secret sauce of life is we create a vision that makes you so damn pumped, even if you have no plan on how you're going to get where you want to go. Because I truly believe that enthusiasm is everything. Sustained enthusiasm is why I'm so consistent, right? Like if you're new here to the podcast, or maybe you've been around here for a long time, you will notice that for almost 3 years now, I have never missed a Monday or Thursday podcast episode of Empower Her. And this is not because I'm some like ninja person, but it's because I can maintain my enthusiasm. So I want to show up for my goals. And when you're trying to elevate to the next level in your life, I truly believe to my core that one of the biggest drivers and most important skills that you can have is to tap into a vision of where you want to go that can get you excited now. So don't be afraid to push yourself to dream a little bit bigger. My fiance, Sina, and I, we talk about this all the time, pretty much, I would say daily, like on either our morning or our evening walk. We talk about our vision. Like, what's the crazy idea that you have that sometimes you want to shove down because it doesn't feel like it's realistic or attainable? Like, actually asking yourself, we ask ourselves this question all the time. If nothing was off limits, what would you want to do? What would your ideal life be? Like, what would it feel like? You've got to get yourself to dream bigger so you can get that fire in you now, so you can give yourself that direction and you can get that enthusiasm to want to actually go, right? It's not just about accomplishing the goal. It's about getting yourself excited about the pursuit of the goal. And I believe if you've got a vision, like even if it sounds unrealistic to other people or crazy to other people, or people tell you that you can't do it or they don't get it, that's okay. The dream is in you because it's for you. So nobody else is going to have your same vision, but you've got to get yourself excited. Even if you don't believe in yourself yet, borrow belief from me, because I know for sure that if you're gifted a vision, it's because you are supposed to make it happen. Maybe things won't happen exactly how you planned or on your timeline, but they will absolutely happen if you believe that you can make it happen and back it up with action, with putting in the work. You can do this, right? Which brings me to number four. If you want to level up in any aspect of your life, I think it is so crucial that you tap into environment. You really think about the environment in your head and around you that's going to keep you excited. We want to get ourselves excited, but then we want to stay excited, right? And we talk a lot about, you know, environment on this podcast, but I regularly take inventory on who I'm spending time with, the environment around me. Every single friend that I spend time with at this stage of my life either makes me laugh, makes me feel really seen and understood, inspires me, energizes me, or honestly, most people do all four of those things. So truly ask yourself, who in your life makes you energized and inspired? Those people get more of your time. You got one shot here. Give the people that light you up and make you feel excited about just being alive. Get those people around you. And I also think it's really been crucial for me to have people in my life that are ahead of me. And maybe that will be helpful for you too, right? Like even if you aren't physically with those people yet, for example, like some of my mentors are people that I haven't even yet met, right? And some of them I learned from far before I even met them. For example, actually, like if you and I are connected on Instagram, you would see right now on the day that this episode is released, I'm in Scottsdale, Arizona at a business mastermind with 20 other entrepreneurs that are meeting together. And the mastermind itself is hosted by a guy named Chris Harder, who long before I met him in person or worked with him or considered him a friend like I do now, he was a mentor to me through his content, through his podcast, through his social content. He energized me. He helped me feel inspired. He was further along in his entrepreneurial journey than me. He still is, right? And I could borrow belief from him that I was capable. And that helped me feel inspired to keep going. That created an environment around me that was conducive to my growth. So don't worry if you don't have those people that are further along, like in the area that you want to be further along in yet. You can find them online. And like, honestly, maybe I'm one of those people for you. If so, I'm so honored and like grateful to be here with you, like connecting with you on this podcast platform. And I hope that if I am a little further along than you in some area in your life, that you can borrow belief from me that it's going to be worth it if you keep going. It's not always going to be like linear or picture perfect, and it's not always going to feel good, but it's going to be worth it. So for real, your personal growth, which contributes to the environment around you and in your head, has to be a priority if you want to keep going, not just get excited, but stay excited, right? Because it's one thing to start, but to keep going with sustained enthusiasm, oh, that's the ultimate goal, in my opinion, if you want to fall in love with the process rather than what the process could produce, because you're not guaranteed the end goal, but you are guaranteed the process. So really make sure that you're curating an environment in your head and around you. Take inventory of the people in your life. Evaluate their role in your life as we close out 2021 and move into 2022. Take note of the people that you want to intentionally seek out, who you want to connect with, deepen your relationship with, some people that are further along in their journey in the particular area that you are looking to be further along in your journey in. Like notice the people that you follow, that you're excited to follow. Like what is it that you love about them? What is it that you feel like, oh my gosh, their career is like something I admire. Like what is it? Because that could also be a signal to you of the direction that you might too feel excited to go. And then while you pay attention to what makes you pumped and the people around you physically and virtually, also don't hesitate to take note of who makes you feel drained or just like sucks your energy. Because for me, the people that suck my energy or make me feel like I'm totally crazy, right? I mean, nobody can make me feel anyway. That's my choice. But you know what I mean? Like the people that you just don't feel as comfortable around, those people get less of my time. I have more strict boundaries around those people. Just because somebody calls you or invites you to do something doesn't mean you have to go. I know that you know that, but sometimes we need the reminder, right? Boundaries mean you care about your goals and your life and your vision. Boundaries don't mean that you don't care about people. They also mean that you care about your relationships with the people that matter most, right? The things and the people that make you excited are honestly kind of like a compass of the direction of where you want to go. And then the things and the people that drain you or like suck your energy, I think those are like a signal of what to step away from. And the power of paying attention to all of this and taking inventory of the environment in your head and around you to keep you going is everything, right? And finally, number five, I want you to think about this concept of extension benefit. And I talk about this on the podcast all the freaking time because it's one of my number one driving forces. And I know a lot of you connect with this. It's this idea of who else will benefit as a byproduct if you choose to level up in that specific area that you want to level up in. Like who that you love in your life is going to be positively impacted. Who you deeply care about making an impact on is going to benefit in a positive way if you choose to follow through on this goal or on this vision. Like, and thinking about future you. How is she going to look back on this season of your life right now and the fact that you were going after it and you leveled up and feel so proud, right? What options and choices are you gifting future you? And in the meantime, along the way, just right now when you're making the decision to go for it, how will your significant other be impacted? Your best friends, your kids, your sister, people that you're connected with on social media, people that you want to serve. How will those people be impacted if you choose to up level? Because sometimes it's hard to show up for us, but it makes it a little bit easier when it's not just about you, right? Adding in other people to your vision really changes your vision because it's just bigger, right? It gives you more skin in the game to keep going. So I know this episode was like a crap ton of information. So let me tie this up in a bow and recap the five core areas. Number one, when you're wanting to uplevel in your life, you want to take inventory on the language that you're using about yourself and your ability to achieve your goals, especially those I am statements. Number two, you want to focus on self-awareness and just getting to really know yourself better as a constantly evolving woman. In particular, how you make decisions and how you can get yourself to take action. Number three, you gotta push yourself a little, like to think bigger, to create a vision that makes you excited about the direction that you're headed. And from that, number four, you gotta set up an environment in your head with people around you that are gonna keep you excited, people that you can borrow belief from if you need it. And finally, number five, you're going to tap into this concept of extension benefit. Who else is going to benefit as a byproduct of me leveling up in this particular area? And because you know, I like to think of us on this podcast like we're girlfriends chatting over coffee, wine, spicy margarita. I want to remind you, you've got to make a decision. The time isn't next week, next month, next year when things quote unquote calm down, as we all say, like when life isn't so busy. What? When does that ever happen? The time is now. Are you interested or are you committed? Because if you're committed, I hope you take these five core areas, you analyze them for yourself and you crank it up a notch because I'm sharing with you what works for me and I hope that it can work for you too. And please know you're never alone doing this. We're always in this together. Like I promise you, I'm going to keep it real with you. I'm never going to pretend like my ish is all together, right? This is not a look at me, I've got this all figured out type of podcast. This is a come with me, let's figure this out together. I'm committed to being here for you in an honest way forever, ever. You're never going to have to level up alone, okay? I love you. I'm rooting for you. And I will talk to you soon. Thank you so much for listening in. If you love this episode, it would mean so much to me if you shared it with a girlfriend. Like, send it to her right now or post it on social media and tag me so I can personally thank you for helping me get the message out. I am so freaking grateful to be on this journey with you, girl. So until next time, I'll talk to you soon.